Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God, with your host, Bishop William Pittman, and Prophetess Loretta Pittman. Now get yourself a cup of something special and enjoy your time in the Marriage Cafe.
Hello,
everyone.
Hello. We are here. We are here and we are live. Okay. Yes, we are. Look like we're so close together. Are we? Yeah, there you go. Go that way, honey.
All right. We'll get it right here. We got to get it right.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That looks so much better. Look at that. It looks more even.
Glory to God.
All right, you got space. I got space.
Yep, we got space.
My husband wanted to be super close tonight. Mm-hmm. But anyway, let us know if you can hear us. We want to make sure you guys can hear us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You got to go in.
You're not in. You're just looking at us.
You need to go in.
Go in. Just hit it. Go in.
Make sure you guys can hear us. Your phone ain't down.
Okay, see, we both be ready here. This is the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. But we are here and it is what it is.
Yep, glory to God.
Yes, it is. It is what it is. Anywho, how was you all's day out there today? My husband hates when I ask him about his week. So I'm asking y'all, how was your day today? I had a good day. How was y'all's week? I had a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I mean, God is good all the time. All the time, hallelujah. God is good. I was, you know, you want to talk about your week,
yep,
or you don't
God
want to talk
is,
about
no,
it?
God is good all the time. I had a good week. No complaints.
Yeah, I had a great week. God is amazing.
No complaints at all. You know,
absolutely amazing.
Sometimes it, you know, you can have some complaints, but it ain't worth sharing them. You just give them to God.
Yes.
That's what we got to do.
All right, give it all to him. Hallelujah. But we are here. Mm-hmm. We are here.
Yes.
And we want to talk to you guys tonight. We are excited. I know I am to be here tonight. And we're going to get ready to, get ready.
Well, this is, you ready?
All righty. Okay. We're just waiting for people. We don't shout nobody out because we podcast. Mm-hmm. So we are waiting for you guys to come on into the room. But anyway, honey, I don't know. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good.
You feeling good?
Yep. No complaints.
All right.
Sometimes you just got to let go and let God. Let go and let God. Let God have his way tonight.
Yes. Let go and let God. Yes. Anyway, all right. I guess we'll just go ahead and get started.
Well, this is how we do it.
All right. Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God. I'm Prophetess Loretta Pittman.
I'm Bishop William Pittman.
And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get started.
Yes, let's pray.
All righty.
Dear Lord, we just thank you and come before you as humble as we know how. Thank you for another opportunity to go live tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for me and my wife, Lord. Keep your hands upon us. Give us the words to say tonight.
Yes.
Lord, bless each and every listener out there tonight, Lord. We just need you to take control and give them a word from you, Father, tonight. Use us. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say,
Amen. All righty.
Amen.
Okay.
You know,
you want me to read first or you want to read or however you want me to do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start with the scripture. So that scripture is coming from Ephesians 5, chapter 5, 3 and 3. So that's chapter 5, verse 3, verse 3. And it says, but among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. All righty. Improper for God's holy people, right? That's what it says.
You know, tonight, I just want to, it was like last week after we got off the broadcast, God was dealing with me while I was in the broadcast. And a lot of times when God give you something, you may not know how to put it all together. But then we learned that the Bible say just do it in simplicity. You know, just make it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple for the people. So tonight, I was talking about was going into like self-control. And what I mean by self-control, self-control is when you got to learn how to control what your actions, you know, not just going out there doing anything, but learning how to control your actions. And now the reason I'm talking about this tonight is it was bothering me, and I hate to throw it out there all the time. The homosexual spirit, the lesbian spirit, and these types of spirit, these are spirits. So I was really asking God how to put all this together. And somehow in the flesh, you worry about, oh man, you know, how should I say this? Should I come out hard? Should I come out being sensitive to people? Or should I come out just, you know, like back in the day when I first started preaching, I preached heaven or hell.
Yes.
Heaven or hell.
That's,
you know,
what you
if you're
did.
Not living right, you're going to hell.
Yes.
But we know this is a new day and a new time, everybody say. But the scripture says there's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new.
So, you know, being gay or lesbian or whatever it may be, you know, you're not born that way. So for one, you're not born that way. So I'm going to deal with this tonight because it's got to be dealt with. And from a point, sometimes we try to put so many scriptures together and stuff like that. And tonight I want to ask you something, because we know a lot of our family and some people straight and some people are not straight. So in our families, if you ever had somebody like gay or lesbian in your family, tonight we want to know, I want to know how you feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Not just beating up on them. They're looking at their perspective and looking at ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because me and my wife, we married and we're straight. I never thought about a man, never wanted a man.
Amen.
So the thing is, it's bothering me because it's when you go out in the world, you see men holding hands, women holding hands, they kissing now and all this type of stuff. And this stuff, we already know it's not of God. God did not create man to be with man and woman with woman.
Amen.
So a lot of times when you get these messages, it was bothering me because I told my wife, when I was dealing with this last week and I went to bed and I was studying this and the scriptures was being given to me and reading over a lot of this stuff, that a spirit came in our room. My wife, she got up around 3 o'clock in the morning to go pray.
Mm-hmm.
And a spirit got in bed with me. But I wasn't that sleep enough to not know, to know that she wasn't there, because I remembered in my mind that she had got up to go pray. So I knew that spirit was not her.
Mm-hmm.
Make a long story short. So tonight, sometime when God give you messages like this, the enemy want to deal with you. He wants to try to deal with you and try to confuse you and make it hard to preach this message. But tonight, the devil is a lie.
Amen.
So some night, can we talk as grown folks?
Amen.
And serious?
Yeah, let's
because
talk.
This, we live in the last days. And I wanted to get all these scriptures for y'all and do all this stuff for you and prove this and prove that. But it's really not my job to prove it. The word of God is what it is. And as a man and a woman of God, you got to stand on God's word.
Yes.
And what God is saying, that's what it is. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're a prostitute. I don't care if you murdered somebody or whatever it may be. Whatever sin you committing is sin.
Amen.
And whatever God hates, that's what we hate.
Yes, that's what we should hate.
Yeah. And that's how I feel now. It's like a lot of us don't want to stand up for anything. So we just let things go. It's all right. It's okay if they gay. It's okay if she a prostitute. It's okay if he's a thief. Just let everything go. Just leave everybody alone and let everybody be free. But that's what the devil wants you to think. We got a devil that he, what it is, he trying to betray that he loves us, that this is all good, like he did to Adam and Eve, like everything is good. You can eat that. You can do this. You can do whatever you want to do. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
You still going to make it to heaven. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. So when I thought about this and I was looking at it, And I wrote down all this stuff. And it bothered me. I was thinking, how many people in America? It's trillions of people in the United States. But they try to make it look like on TV and everything that it's all these, you know, homosexuals, lesbians, and transgenders, and all these type of people, bisexual and all this stuff. But it's not really a lot of them. But what it is, the news, our government, they're trying to betray this. And what it is, it's seducing spirits. We live in the end times. Mm-hmm. So these spirits are being released. And they trying to get in, what do you say, wickedness in high places? Mm-hmm. This is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to preach this tonight because I love God and I love you. But what it is, we got to expose the enemy for what he's doing to our children. So mm-hmm. last week, you know, God loves the family. God loves marriage. God designed it.
Yes.
You know, and Satan, he comes to try to trip us up, trick us. You know, lie to us, saying it's all right. Whatever you want to do, it's all right. You want to marry a man, that's fine. Or a woman, or whatever you want to do. You want to be a prostitute, or whatever it may be, you can do it. But no, we're here tonight to tell you, no, it's out of order with God. You got to have self-control. I know I can do it. But in the eyes of God, I'm not supposed to do it. By the word of God, I'm not supposed to do it.
By the word of God, is it something you should be doing?
Exactly. So that's the question.
Exactly.
Did you ever ask God, is it okay to do
that's
this?
What I'm
or do and I love what you just said there.
Yes.
I love what you just said because I wrote this down and I'm gonna go over these things here and I'm gonna put it together. But tonight, if anybody listened to us tonight, how do you feel? You know what I'm saying? Because people don't talk about it. Like you were saying, oh. Nobody really asks me about my mental health.
Yes.
So what is a person, if you had to sit down with a person that's gay or whatever, do they ever tell you, how did this happen to me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some people we know that some was, they say they was born that way. Some say somebody touched them. Somebody took a rape them, or they seen it in their home. You got to get this from
normal.
Yeah, you got to get it from somewhere. It's not, it's a learned behavior. When you came out straight, you didn't learn how to be with a woman. A man didn't learn. I mean, you got to learn how to be with a woman. You just didn't come out and say, man, I want to be with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
This is something you get attracted to that person. And you can be, to be honest, some men could be attracted to another man or a woman to a woman. But me, I never could take that on. I never was attracted because I was around my grandfather. I wasn't attracted to him because I knew he was my grandfather. I was around uncles, cousins, you know, family members that was men. I was never attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, you know, just like you, babe, you had a choice.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, growing up.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then as we grow up, sister-in-law stayed with me. My mm-hmm. sister was with me. I never thought about like sleeping with my sister or sleeping with my sister-in-laws because I knew that the self-control that I had, I knew I wasn't supposed to do it.
Right.
So, well,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
But then also I had a standard about me about, let me tell you this, because I had this thing about me that when I saw my grandfather, my grandmother said my grandfather was a drunk. And I said, Grandma, I never want to be like him. So I always had like this button.
But that's your Hold grandfather on your dad's side.
Right.
Make sure you see
yeah, that. Was, yeah.
Not the one that raised
you. Not the one that raised me.
But the one on your daddy's side. That's right.
Yeah. So
that's correct.
When I saw him, I said, Grandma, I never want to be like him. So when I was growing up, we would go to the clubs and I started drinking. And I started drinking too much or overdoing it, something would come up on the inside of me and says, you did too much.
Mm-hmm.
You not, and I would just stop.
And you would push back.
Yeah, I push back. Mm-hmm. It was a budding there. So mm-hmm. tonight I'm just telling you, you don't have to be gay. You don't have to be a homosexual. You don't have to be a lesbian. What it is, you could be attracted to somebody. You could feel that way. But we got a God that can deliver you from it. You can get born again and God can deliver you. It's a spirit. It's something that's whatever.
It's something that comes on you.
It comes on you.
Yes.
Especially if you done slept with somebody, you tried it. Let's say you tried something.
Or you experimented.
Yeah.
That's what they call it these days with the young people. They call it experimenting.
So once you do that, you don't understand. Once you open that door, it's open to other seducing spirits.
Yes.
You letting in other things and you start thinking it's right because it's in your mind. You know, they programmed it starting because you keep doing it. You start getting programmed with it.
Well, that, you know? And then the world is also making it popular.
Yes.
And especially with singers and, you know, people out there that people like. And they're seeing their lifestyle and they're thinking that this is the lifestyle that's normal. So, you know, and so as time go on, that's basically what's happening here. And we, the ones who know who God is, the ones who stand for marriage, the ones who stand for the marriage being a man and a woman in order to create a family, that's what we need to make sure that we are projecting to our children and we're speaking these things to them so they don't think that this is a natural, normal thing. That's basically what you're saying, right?
Yeah. And it says, I wrote this down, regardless of feelings, the choice to embrace any sexual lifestyle other than God's design for marriage is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Adultery, fornication, whatever you want to choose, if it's outside of marriage, it's sin. That sums it up. So everything else you doing out there is a learned behavior. It's something that you want to do. You can go out and do threesomes. You can do whatever you want to do. You know, share your spouse or whatever. But you understand when you do it outside of marriage, it's sin. So now.
And also the walls of God's word.
Yeah. Yes.
Basically, definitely. That's the most important. That's God's word. If you're doing it outside of his word and it's not right and it's not right in his eyes, it's wrong.
So it tells me that you have no fear of hell. You know, you have no fear of God because you're going outside of his word. And what it is, some people think it's not true. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not true. You know, God don't mean that, or God is, I'm not going to go to hell. Yes. And the question is, some people think, like a lot of gays or whatever, lesbians or whatever, they come to church and they say, you know what, God loves all of us. God does. He loves all of us, but he don't love your sin. That's anybody.
Anybody. That's
any
right.
type
it's
of
not
sin.
Not just one sex.
No.
It's all of us.
Sin
if
is
If it's something
sin.
That we're doing, that's right.
Sin is sin.
Yes.
You know, but the other, you know, nobody knows really. Nobody knows that you gay or a lesbian unless you're putting yourself out there. You telling everybody you dress that way or whatever you're doing. But nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows unless you tell them. Unless you, like I said, you putting it out there. But a lot of times when you see these people, it's a learned behavior.
Yes.
But it's up to your parents to set that example for you or give you the standard of reading the Bible and learning about God. And you got a standard and you're not going to do these things. Why? The Ten Commandments, you don't go against the Ten Commandments because if, you know, your mom or your dad gave it to you, you read the Bible and you said, man, I shouldn't be doing those. I shouldn't be going that way. You know, I shouldn't be doing these things. So anyway, I've been around, you know, a few gay people and all that. But and I even had a gay guy that tried to pick me up one time. Mm-hmm. But I said, no. What is it? It's self-control. I said, if that's what you want to do, that's fine with me. But I'm not doing it with you. Mm-hmm.
You
I'm not doing it with
right,
you.
Because you wasn't that, you don't swing that way.
I can't I can't even picture that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As a man.
Yes.
Because, you know I wasn't planning to go there tonight, but when I was taken advantage of young, I could have went that way.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God. I had enough God in me that God delivered me. And I believe that's who I'm talking to tonight, because there's some people out there that straddle the fence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know. I want to try. I don't want to try. I think I want to do this. You know, I feel like, you know, I know I'm a man, but I feel like, I want to try this. And that's what it's all about. And that's the enemy putting it in. That's the devil seducing spirits. You can go ahead and try it. You can go ahead and do this. It's going to be all right. You can try it. But you got to realize that when you know that you love God, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight.
Come on
when
now.
When you know that you love God, you're not going to go the other direction.
That's
you're
right.
not going to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I love God that much.
Yes.
And I could have went the other way, but I wanted to tell you tonight that I love God so much that no, I can't go against God. And I sure don't want to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I believe they trying to paint a picture to us like, you know, this thing is not wrapping up. We live in the end times.
Yes.
We live in the end times. And I know our ministry is about marriage. God loves family. But I'm here to tell you tonight, this thing is wrapping up and you got to get serious about your walk with God in your marriage. Some people thinking about cheating and doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be caught in your sin?
Yeah.
You thinking about going and marrying a man or a woman? Will you get caught in your sin and not make it to heaven?
Yes.
That's my concern tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I didn't want to, like, I'm bashing somebody and doing all that. I'm telling you, in my spirit is bothered about the United States of America. What we doing? We done kick prayer out of school and want to take God off money. And then we just doing things that please people. You know, like one lady, she ran for office and she want to say she's an open lesbian. Who cares? Who cares about you, an open gay man or open lesbian? Why we got to know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't come out and say we straight. I'm a straight man and I need you to know that I can handle anything because I'm straight. No, nobody wants to know what you do in your house and behind closed doors. That's your choice. That's your decision.
Amen.
I made my decision to be straight and to serve God and to love God and to preach his word and to live how God want me to live with a standard and to have self-control. Yeah, things you don't see that I do, but I can go back to God and I say, Lord, you know what? I'm sorry. I repent for that sin.
Amen.
You know, I got self-control to know that I made a mistake. And oh, I say, God, I don't want to go that direction. I don't want to go down that road. Help me. Help me. I'm not just talking tonight. This is serious. This is what God has given me. And I want to show you, like I said, it's 96% of straight people in America. And it's like 7.1% is gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer. All those are under that 7.1%.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to betray to our youth that we got all these gays because you're putting it in movies and you doing all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, you need to start teaching your kids at home that this is not right in the eyes of God. This is not biblical.
That's right.
And then that you got to start telling your kids not only about sex, but you got to tell your kids where you going. It's a choice. It's a decision you're going to have to make. Are you going to go to heaven or are you going to go to hell? It's serious. And then you got people want to water it down. You go ask the big pastors now, 40, 50, 60,000 members. They want to water it down.
Yes.
God loves all of us.
Mm.
Even we got a pope that's talking about it's all right to be gay.
Yeah.
The devil is a lie.
Yes, he is.
The devil is a lie.
Yes,
when I heard him say that, I almost fell out my chair.
Mm.
The devil is a lie.
Yes.
God designed marriage between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked it up before I came on tonight because the Spirit, I believe the Holy Spirit was leading me that direction. I looked up our Constitution. Our Constitution says this. It says, hallelujah. I know the enemy didn't want me to get here tonight. It says our amendment says marriage protection amendment declares that marriage in the United States shall consist only of the union of a man and a woman. So now why are they letting all this stuff go on?
Mm.
Why, if this is our amendment, it declares this in the United States that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So now I say, what is the benefit of two men getting married? Because they can't have children. Two women get married. They can't have children. They can't have a family. They got
to
go out and adopt somebody.
You still need a man and a woman.
So
to do it,
this is out of order with God. These are seducing spirits. In the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:1 down to 4:3, seducing spirits. They lying spirits that take people over. They take you over and reverse the truth in the mind and spirit and make it seem false. Leading people astray. This is the end time.
Mm-hmm.
Leading you astray.
Yes.
Yes. But you got to have self-control. That's what I'm saying tonight. Self-control is this. It's taking a stand for God. Mm-hmm. Is anybody out there? You hear me? I had one pastor, EBO, he said, hello, lights. Mm-hmm. Hello, lights.
Yep.
You know, yeah, this is about you. Welcome you to the Marriage Cafe. It's where marriages come alive through the word of God.
Yes.
But your marriage and your life is not going to come alive if you living like hell. Mm-hmm. And you on your way to hell. So self-control. I got to use self-control. Jesus was tempted on every side. Apostle Paul was tempted on every side. Men and women of God today is tempted on every side. Why? You got seducing spirits. You got wickedness in high places.
Yes.
You got false prophets in mm-hmm. the land
yes.
trying to teach you this and that. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? God didn't mean this. God don't tell you you got to live holy. Mm-hmm. You got to have an upright life. You got to live by the word of God. You got to ask for the Holy Spirit to come into you and change your life. God is the only one that can change you. He can, you know, if you surrender that seducing spirit. He says, I had a scripture I wrote down. If you resist the devil, he will flee. How are you going to resist him? By self-control.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have self-control. I don't want to, come on.
Mm-mm, go ahead. I'm listening.
You got to have self-control.
Go ahead. You're doing well.
You know.
Let the Holy Spirit lead.
The whole thing, you know, I love y'all so much, my family, people out there that listen to us. And sometimes, you know, you want to come on and I want to preach just a happy, happy message. You know, marriage is beautiful. Marriage is wonderful. Marriage is great. You know, we have an awesome time. My life is beautiful every day. Well, no, I can't tell you that. When I see that our young people is living like hell and thinking it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking the devil, John 10:10, the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
He's the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
He got seducing spirits. Those
yes.
are angels, fallen angels. They seducing spirit. They come to betray that they on your side or it's going to be all right and it's okay for you to live that way. No, it's not okay for you to live this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not. And every day they try to make it look like it's normal. And the commercials are showing and they on the TV shows and it's everywhere now. It's just everywhere. And it's making the young people think that this is okay.
Leading them astray.
And it's not because they are being led astray. It's like the spirit, the number one, the spirit is confused. Okay, the man and the man, the woman and the woman, it's a confused spirit. And what mm-hmm. it wants you to do is be confused with them.
Mm-hmm.
You got the transgenders, you got, you know, all these other things, the LGBTQ and all this kind of stuff. And we don't want those people trying to come after us or nothing. But we're just letting you know what the word of God says. And what it is a confused spirit. Bottom line, at the end of the day, it's confused. And it wants us to also be confused with it. But we're not. When you're a man and woman of God and you are a child of God, you know what the word of God says about it. And so we have to start making sure we're teaching our children what the word of God says about this too as well. And yeah, we have family members that are like that. And yes, we love them, but we don't love that they're in that kind of relationship. You know, I had a favorite uncle that passed away that was that way. And he was still my favorite uncle. I still wasn't in agreement with what he was doing. Definitely wasn't in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I still loved him. That's how I feel like God is with us. He loves us. We're still his favorites. But at the end of the day, our sin, you know, is what sometimes separates us. You know, God doesn't want us to do those kind of things. You know, he wants us to do the right thing. He wants us to live the right way. And that would be in the way that, you know, the word of God tells us how to live. That's what the Bible is. It's mm-hmm. basic instructions before leaving earth. So we need to get into our Bibles and read it to know what the word of God says about this and then explain that to our loved ones that are maybe going that direction. Because mm-hmm. I think what it is a lot of us, some folks go that way because they've been hurt as a kid. You know, I've had sexual abuse as a kid. And I could have went that way, but I didn't go that way because I knew that was the wrong way to go. And that wasn't mm-hmm. for me, even though yes. I was sexually abused, you know, by the men in my family. But I didn't want to go that way. Still didn't want to go that way. But you get women who have been touched, and that's why they go that direction. Or you have men that have been touched, and that's why they go that direction. But that's when those things need to be brought out to be talked about. So deliverance can take place. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are not being delivered. They're living on some folks that have turned that way is still is living that way from when they were molested.
Yeah.
They've never got delivered. And they haven't even tried probably to go get delivered. So therefore, they're still living in that world of sexual abuse. And then now they're abusing themselves by being in these relationships, thinking that these relationships are what they were supposed to be doing. And they be, you know, they missing the mark.
Yeah. Listen to this. This is 2 Timothy chapter 4, 3 and 4 says this. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heave to themselves teachers having itching ears.
And that's exactly what's happening.
Verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
Yes.
And shall be turned unto fables.
Yes.
And that's what's going on today.
So that's crazy that a people want to believe lies.
Yes.
Than to believe the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the word, and people think that all this stuff that they're doing, oh well, this is new, this is all new, and they don't want to care about what the Bible says. Oh, the Bible is old, and that was back in the day, you know, just like, you know, case in point, when we did the atonement, not to say that this has anything to do with this, you know, we had someone come in and say, well, why do we have to do that, you know, and that kind of stuff is just, I don't even go there. Anyway, nothing is new under the sun. Everything is still the same, and they're not doing anything any more new than what they did in Sodom and Gomorrah, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what it is. It's like, you know, we got to realize too.
There's nothing new. The Bible says it. The Bible says it. Nothing new.
You know, it's like this is what he gave. If any man defile the temple of God, you got to realize this body here is the temple of God. Him shall God destroy. The temple of God is holy. So if you defile the temple of God, God will destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, you know, that's why we got to have self-control on what's going on. When you know that this is temple of God, God dwells in us, then we got to, you know, you got to say no to some things. You got to resist some things. You got to give up some things.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like when you give your life to the Lord, you give up those, what it says, you give up those old ways, the old thinking and all that type of stuff.
Yes.
You give up that and you become what? A new creature.
Yes.
New creature. Old things pass away and all things become new.
Yes.
See, the enemy put desires in your mind as a young child. This is where we get it mixed up with you born gay and all this type of stuff. The enemy comes in and try to put things in your mind as a child. Sexual feelings and values depend upon the thoughts and emotions are allowed to develop in the mind from infant on. You know, the enemy tries to plant those seeds, seducing spirits, wicked people in your own family. They try to put these things, sow these seeds in your life that it's going to be all right. Or this is the example that's in front of you. If your father, you know, if a man in your home was gay or a lesbian in there. So they plant these seeds. Now, this is to say when two men adopt a child, you plant that seed in that young man or that woman. You planting the seed that it's all right to be gay or homosexual. This ain't bashing. I'm just telling you what the word of God is. I'm telling you, you planting these seeds. If your dad was a thief and he's planting it, you see him do it all the time. You're going to become a thief. You want to be like your dad. You want to imitate what's in front of you, what's around you, what you see every day, or what's going through. And or then a lot of them now, you're going to colleges, you're going to these schools, and everybody's saying it's all right to try this and try that. Now they're going all out, not just trying different drugs and stuff, they trying all kind of different types of sex. You know, I never heard before somebody licking somebody's tail. You know, what's the enjoyment of that? Come on, somebody, help me, Holy Spirit. If this is not some foolishness, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
And it's not funny.
No.
Well, how you said it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's things that these kids are talking and they trying to tell other people that it's all
right.
That
is okay.
But it's okay but it's wrong for us to come out and say, you know, God don't want you to be a homosexual or a lesbian or whatever. God is saying this. This is in his word. If he's telling you not to sin, then you're going against God's word. And why? Well, when you're going against God's word, then you got to accept the consequences of your actions.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It just remind me of a scripture on 1 Corinthians 15:33. It says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners.
Yes. Yeah.
Because if you hang around somebody that is lesbian or that is, they say, gay, you will sometimes spill over into that spirit. Sometimes that spirit got a way of getting on you because that's what your company, that's the company you're keeping. So, you know.
Yeah. So the same way with being a Christian, once you give your life to the Lord, you start to hang around, you change the people that you used to hang around.
Yes.
You got people want to go the other direction. You got to understand that it hurts sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it could be your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But you sometimes you got to give some people up because you're going another direction.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start learning about God and God come in and start changing your life, he's telling you, don't do what you used to do.
Yeah.
I used to go to the club all the time or drink all the time or, you know, buy women or whatever you used to do in your past life, whatever. You got to give up those things. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody tonight. I know a lot of people I've been around, they be like, man, I don't do that no more. Mm-hmm. I had to get them things up.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't want to.
Right. So then, okay, then you got the transgenders. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that? You know what I'm saying? As far as a man changing himself into a total woman.
Well, you know, back to seducing spirits. Mm-hmm. They get in you and they think it's okay. Come on, you know, come on, common sense. A man, you were born a man, whatever's between your legs, that's what you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
You looking at yourself, you know you're a man. So now what, something had to get inside of you to make you think it's okay that you need to be a woman now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. Yeah, let's be real.
Yeah.
Let's talk real. Mm-hmm. And most of them that try to be a woman don't even look like a woman.
No, they don't.
You know, they still got, come on. God is not the author of confusion.
No, he's not.
Let's be real tonight.
And we're gonna talk. That's what I'm saying. God, you know? And then not only is he not the author of confusion, you know, God would not have you to be one way when he brought you here. Just for you to go and change yourself and say, no, this is what you think, but this is what is the right way. Mm-hmm. So in other words, God brought you here a man, but you turn around and you tell him, oh, but you did that wrong. And this is God. You tell him, God, he did that wrong. And you're going to change yourself into what you want to change yourself into. And then you go and you make them changes. You know, it's just, you know, it's something.
This is the other thing I wrote down. This is so good. What go along with what you just said. It's it takes faith in the power of the Holy Spirit plus human effort to break the chains. That's how strong it is to break the chains of wrong thinking. Right thinking is revealed in God's laws. You see what I'm saying? Look, because you know how they say some we're dealing with legions. Mm-hmm. Think about it. For something to come into you and make you think you, if you're a man, make you think you're a woman. If you're a woman, to make you think you're a man. And then a lot of them, when you see like this, they trying to imitate, you know, what they left. I mean, you know what they trying to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A woman trying to imitate a man. Why don't you just go get you a man?
Right. So that's what's so confusing about this whole spirit, because when the man turns into a woman, he wants a man.
Right.
And then when the woman turns into a man, she wants a woman.
Right.
That is so weird. That tells you that's a confused situation. All that is confused.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're trying to confuse the whole world by having them change the signs on the bathroom doors and then the constitution of what marriage really is. It's that spirit is coming in to try to really take over. And the minute you start speaking on this, they come for you. That's what they say. Oh, that whole organization is going to come for you, you know. And so they're trying to make everybody afraid to even talk about it. Even the pastors, the pastors are afraid to even bring up these words to say anything when it comes to this particular group of people. So, but we're not afraid of that because God got us covered. But not only just that, we have to teach our children the truth. And the truth about marriage is what God put in place in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, that was a man and a woman. That was Adam and Eve. That's exactly where marriage started. It started with Adam and Eve. And, you know, God made it that way. And he wanted that because he wanted a family, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Look, I wrote this down. Your sexual preferences is a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you decide to do, that's a learned behavior. You know, nobody, you didn't come out. Your sexual preference, if you want to be with a woman, if you want to be with a man, if you want to be married, you know, you want to have twosome, threesomes, foursomes, whatever you want to do, that's your preference. Mm-hmm. That's a learned behavior.
Yes.
And we see, you know, I found this other thing too. You know, don't you know they got a gay test? Take this, it's online. You got to look it up. They got a gay test. Take this gay test. No one is born gay, but you can be born again. That's what I wrote down. Why you need a test to say that you gay? Mm-hmm. Scientists have never found a gay gene or genetics to say that a person was born
that way.
Yeah, yeah, nobody is born gay.
You know,
so there's no evidence out there proving that.
That's
so
right.
So it's taught. It's learned.
It's learned.
It's a learned behavior.
Yes.
Something happened to you. Something you've seen. Something you want to try because everybody's talking about it now.
Yes.
It's just like drugs. When marijuana came out, how many people got stuck on marijuana?
Yes.
Because everybody's telling you, man, smoke some of this. Yep, try some
this
of this.
Is good.
You're around this these people, and that's why you start, you know, doing the things that you're doing. You bought into that type of environment and you start doing it. When you start doing it, that you want to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
When you start doing wrong, you want to keep doing wrong.
Yes.
It's just like a thief. Once you get away with it the first time, you want to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep trying it. Why thieves always go back to the scene? They mm-hmm. want to, they got away with it once. They done robbed a bank. They want to go rob another bank. They mm-hmm. want to keep doing it. That's a choice he made because he could have stopped at the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But why didn't he? It's a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The greed got in. Seducing spirits got in to tell you, you're not going to get caught. You're going to get away with this. And that's the same thing with everything else. That's why tonight I'm not so much concentrating on the homosexual and the lesbian and all this. I'm concentrating on sin, period. What is wrong in the eyes of God should be wrong to you. Mm-hmm. If you believe in God, you got to have self-control. You're going to be tempted on every side, but you got to learn how to say no to the devil. You got to resist him and he will flee. Huh? How did I? God. It wasn't me. God kept me because I wanted to be kept.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife, me or her, can say we slept with other people in our marriage.
Yes.
That's God's doing.
That's right.
God kept us. We don't take no credit for that. Mm-hmm. God keep his hands upon us because why? We stay under self-control. Not saying we couldn't have did it, but we're not going to do it. Why? Because we love God.
That's right.
And we love each other.
That's right.
And
we're
committed to each other.
Amen.
When you get in a relationship with God, God can deliver you from every sin, anything that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can't be delivered from it, God can deliver you from it.
Yes,
that's what I'm here to, that's what I want you to know tonight. I don't want the enemy to keep lying to you. And when judgment day come, you wake up, not in heaven, but in hell, in that lake of fire. This thing, y'all, you better do your homework. You say, I don't believe in the God you believe in. A lot of people say, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in that. Well, you better start, wake up, open your eyes. Look what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Look what's going on in the world. It's telling you, these signs are showing every day.
Yes.
And that's why I believe the remnant of God is going to rise. Children and men of God going to stand up for the word of God because this thing is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when. Only God know the day, the time, and an hour when he's going to come. But still, it's our job as men and women of Christ to tell you about him. Marriage is beautiful. Why not do it the right way? I was telling somebody, I was like, it's like a driver's license. Why a lot of people want to drive? I'm not going to say a lot. I remember back in the day, a lot of black people, they drove with no insurance,
mm-hmm.
no license,
mm-hmm.
but they still want to get behind that wheel. And I would always tell everybody, why you don't want to just do it the right way?
Right.
You want to run the doing wrong, but why you can't run the doing it the right way?
Right.
So if a cop did pull you over, I got my license, got my insurance, got my registration. Why you didn't take the time to do it the right way?
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't know there was keys around, you don't have no license the first. You want to take I'll drive.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's the law says you're not supposed to be behind this wheel unless you got this license.
Yes.
Insurance and registration.
Yeah, it's something how you got some folks that just live to do wrong.
Yeah.
You just got some people that just live to actually do wrong. Mm-hmm. They don't care about making it right or to do it the right way. That's the way they've learned. Some people grow up and learn it, and train up a child the way it should go. And you know what I mean? They shall not, you know, forget about what they've learned. So they don't want to go. If they've been trained to live like that, that's how they're going to live as an adult. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, however, we're trained to live as children is how we end up being as adults.
Yeah.
You know?
And this is a learned behavior.
Yes, but I want to read this.
Go ahead.
So it's in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, and it's in the New Living Translation. It says, if a man practices homosexuality, having sex with another man, as with a woman, both men have committed a detestable act, and they must both be put to death, for they are guilty of a capital offense.
Yeah, because that's really what they did back in the day. Or you go to other countries, they kill you for that.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's abomination unto
the
Lord.
Some countries still do that.
Yeah, they don't play that.
They don't play them games.
You know, so it's not that we bashing you, is that it's the word of God. It's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what? People been trying to say, oh, no, it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Men sleeping with men and women with women.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they do destroy. They lost their natural. What are you talking about in Leviticus and Corinthians, where they lost their self, their natural. The women wasn't using their natural use. What is your natural use? A woman is here to have a baby,
mm-hmm.
have, you know, a husband.
Yes.
You know, have a family. Mm-hmm. And they left that to be with a woman. The yes. men wanted what they said when they came to the house. Abraham, where Lot was, and talking about, no, well, I don't want your daughters. I want the angels.
Yeah,
they were trying to sleep with the angels.
They wanted the men.
Tell me that ain't a seducing spirit that got in you. You want to try to sleep with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Help me somebody.
Yes.
You know, and it's like a lot of churches, a lot of pastors don't want to preach on this because they don't want to lose their congregation. They don't want to lose what's going on, but the word of God is what it is. You got to preach it from the front to the back.
Yes.
You know, you can't just skip it and say, you know what, Lord, a lot of us want to do that. Lord, I don't want to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about money.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about how people getting healed,
mm-hmm.
set free, delivered.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about, you know, your best life every day and living under grace. Don't mm-hmm. worry about sinning and all this kind of stuff that's going on today. Fables, itchy ears, false prophets, all this is in the land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got men of God teaching this type of stuff. And you got to wonder, you never look back and you look at the word and you read in your Bible and you say, man, they didn't see this.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they ain't reading their Bible. They so busy. I had children when we used to be in this program teaching young men. And one of them stood up one time and said, you know what? I believe, I don't think that's true what you just said. I believe what my pastor said. I said, well, it's not good to do that because you need to read the word for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I can say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Your pastor can say anything, but you need to read the word of God for yourself.
Yes.
And once you read it and you see it, you're supposed to believe it and start living by it. But why? Because it's the word of God. Some people refuse to listen to, you know, the word of God, the standard of God, and want to live by that. They don't want it. They want to do their own
thing.
No,
some people just want the blessings of God and they want to say they're blessed. They want to say they're highly favored. But living like hell, like you said, not doing nothing the word of God say to do, but you blessed and you highly favored. And it's like, okay, mm-hmm. I don't know how that all adds up, but all right.
Well, you got some running, like you said, some running around, think they can live in any kind of way. You mm-hmm. think God's going to still bless.
Yeah, because if we're going to walk, you know, try the spirit by the spirit, right?
The spirit.
So mm-hmm. if we're going to live in the spirit, if we're going to walk in the spirit, we should live there too. You know, if we're going to be, you know what I mean, in the spirit, we should actually live there. So, and a lot of people don't live there, but they will use certain things about the Bible, about, oh, God, you know, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored, I'm this, you know, yeah, won't he do it? You know, you'll hear all of these things. People take certain parts of the word and use it for their own glory, but really are not, you know, his children. You know, there's a lot of false children out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really a lot of false children, so.
But, you know, a lot of them, you know, right from wrong, you know, that's one thing for sure. You go over there and you touch that stove, that iron, and if it's hot, you're going to take your hands off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to touch it again because it was hot. So a lot of us, we know right from wrong. You just got to sit down and read your Bible, study your word and get it in you and learn what to do and what not to do. You know what to. You know you shouldn't be stealing. You know you shouldn't be sleeping with some doing something outside the marriage bed to make your bed defile. That's because right. He said the marriage bed is undefined.
Right, having an affair.
That's right.
You cheating. Know, that's right. So
yeah,
all that.
Fornicating. Yeah, all adultery. That. Doing even sex before marriage. But a lot of us didn't know at the time. But see, when you don't know that you're sinning, God give you, he give you a chance to get it right. He'll send you that warning. You know you need to get it right. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in. You start, he convicts you of what you're doing. God will give you a chance, even when you don't know. They say God is married to the backslider. So when you don't know what you're doing, he wants you to come home. He wants you to, he give you a chance to come in. Come on, somebody. I hope I'm getting it. Look, I'm going to read this anyway. I'm going to start here. You got to have self-control. You got to resist the devil and he'll flee. We're talking about homosexual, lesbian, and stuff like that. But we are God's family. God made us. But you got to face it. We got an enemy. We got a devil that's trying to seduce you. He wants you. He know he's not going back to heaven. He's got a place that's going to be prepared for him. He's going to be cast into the lake of fire. And he want all of us, anybody that he can get, to go with him. So it's starting with your brain. What are you putting in there? What are you learning? What is your example around you? What is people teaching you? What are you hearing every day? Who are you following? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one.
Who are you following?
That's a big one.
You know, because so many people leaving you astray.
Yes.
And you're so busy. Well, God don't want me to listen. I mean, God don't mind if I listen to rap music.
And it's something.
God don't mind if I live this way or that way.
That's good, because when I'm sorry.
No,
it's a lot of people who are being led astray in the sense that, yeah, they was walking with God and now they're not. Now they're not. Now they don't forgot who God is. Even though, you know, even with the Muslim thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying with people who's deciding, oh, I no longer am a Christian. I'm now a Muslim that started out being a Christian.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, there's a lot of that going on with people just being led astray is what I'm basically saying.
And what it is, the deal with that is you were still carnal minded. You never changed anything in your brain, your mindset. So if you're still carnal minded, don't you know you can give your life to God, be born again and not live it? Because some people would say when they baptize you, you go down a wet devil and you go down a dry devil, but you come up a wet one. You know why? Because you never let him into your heart. And that's what it is.
Yep.
That's why you can live the same way, do the same things, because you never let the Holy Spirit into your heart to change your life. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, when you let those spirits in, seducing spirits, you got to get them out of you. They got to be cast out of you. You know, you got to want to change or see it and expose the enemy, because the enemy is slick. He's cunning. He don't want you to know he's there.
Yes.
He don't want you to know that he got a foothold in your life, your marriage, in your sex life. You know, there's demons out there that try to sleep with you and do these different things.
The incubus and succubus.
So you got to think about it. We're not dealing with flesh and blood. We're dealing with principalities and wickedness that is in high places.
Yes.
So you dealing with these spirits, seducing spirits that come to try to make. To try to say it's okay. It's okay, young man.
Try this. To believe it and believe
it's all right to be with the same sex. It's all right you're attracted to a man. It's all right you're attracted to a woman. But it's all about a sexual attraction. And then you get that sex drive, or somebody want to try something and do that. But you got to realize
or
it's
experiment,
out of the bond.
Which is what the young people say. Yeah. Oh, I'm just experimenting. Mm-hmm.
But you don't know when you start going that way.
You entertain the wrong
gets in
thing.
You.
Yes,
he wants that foothold. That's the main point I'm trying to get tonight. He wants to get a foothold in your life so he can destroy you and take you with him.
Yes.
And I love you enough tonight to tell you the truth. This is what I'm here tonight to tell you the truth. Build up a godly character in your life. You got to start having self-control. You got to start having integrity about your walk with God. You know, it's all right to tell somebody no. If you don't want to have sex before marriage, it's all right to tell them no. Don't let them talk to you in the doing it as a woman or a man of God. There's nothing wrong with saving yourself. Doing it the right way.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But just in case you fall short and you did it the wrong way, God still opened that door for you. God still wants you to come home, somebody. So these thoughts You know, the enemy injects those into your mind. Mm-hmm. They evil spirits, seducing spirits. They evil spirits. I want y'all to get that tonight. When you think about doing, some people would say, I don't know why I'm doing wrong. I know why you're doing wrong. You let something in.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get it out of you, but you got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
When you see it, you're not walking the right way. You're not doing what God has called you to do or do by the word of God. That means something then got in.
Yes.
And you got to get it out of you.
Exactly.
You know, I hope, well, I'm going to close with this. And the Marriage Cafe, we believe in marriage. We believe in family. We believe in God.
We believe in marriage between a man and a woman.
And a woman. I want you to hear this. These are seven ways to stay pure in God's eyes. I'm going to give you these seven things real quick. Here are seven ways to stay pure in God's eyes. One, repent of your sins and turn away from them. Two, do not have sex with anyone who is not your husband or wife. Three, do not drink, use a foul language, or mistreat anyone. Four, go to church. Go to church. Is that wrong with going to church? If that's what you need, go to church. Five, use self-control. Self-control is a big thing because you're gonna let somebody else lead you or how you being led. You gotta have some standard. You gotta read your Bible. You gotta get into that word to have self-control. Six, read your Bible and pray. Gotta get some word in you. Read your Bible and you gotta pray. Spend time with God. Seven, love your neighbor. These are seven things that can help you stay pure. In the ways of God, stay pure.
Amen.
In God's eyes. I want to close with that. And I pray that you got something out of this tonight, because it is seducing spirits out there, lying spirits. It's spirits out there that want to lead you astray. But we want to try to keep you on the path with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I close with that. I just want to say we love, just like they all throw around, we love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't love sin. God don't love sin. We don't love sin.
That's right. And we both love what he loved.
Yep. We love what he loved.
There you go.
Anything you want to say?
No, that's it.
We love. How did I do?
Great.
You know, because I always put it, because sometimes the enemy comes in and try to confuse you.
Yes.
But, you know, God is my rock, but my wife is my rock too.
Yes. You but know, I knew that God had the word in your mouth. Remember, I said it. I told you that this morning when I got up. The Lord said, "The word is in your husband's mouth tonight." I said, "Okay." So that's why I'm sitting here and I'm, you know, listening as well. You know, this is all good. What God wanted to discuss, but God wanted to discuss this tonight. That's why, if it seems a little bit different, then that's what it is, because God wanted to speak to you guys tonight on, you know, what He wants. And what he wants for us to be doing. And that marriage is sacred. Marriage is important. Marriage is a top priority of God's, because even when God come back for us, we're his bride.
Yes.
He is our groom.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be ready for that.
Ready.
You know, and with everything that's going on in the world today, is so much, and it's so much craziness happening. We need to keep our eyes focused on him and what it is that he wants us to be doing. And his word is true. We just got to follow it and live it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say again, you can look this up for yourself. And you always got to read the word of God for yourself. You got to look it up. But it says this, when I looked it up, your amendment, marriage protection. The amendment declares that, number one, marriage in the United States shall consist only of the union of a man and a woman. That's not me. That's our constitution. That's the amendment. So
right.
You read it for yourself.
All right.
That means our government wickedness that is in high places, they are trying to put people in place to do what they want to do.
Amen.
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 So thank you tonight.
All
I pray that I was a blessing to you.
Yes.
And
we're going to go ahead
and pray out.
All right. Ready when you are.
Lord God, most of all, I come before you again as humble as I know how. I thank you for all the listeners out there tonight, Lord. I thank you for using us tonight.
Yes, thank you,
Lord. We want to be most of all pleasing in
your sight.
You said obedience is worth more than a sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you again for me, my wife, and my family.
Yes.
I thank you for all the listeners again, and I lift up each and every one, homosexuals, lesbians, prostitutes, whatever it may they out there doing,
deliverance.
To know that deliverance can, if you just open your heart, God can deliver you from anything.
Yes, he can.
And that's my prayer tonight, for you to be delivered
and to set make free. It.
Don't let seducing spirits or evil, wicked spirit or wickedness that is in high places lead you astray. This is my prayer tonight, that you be saved in the name of Jesus Christ.
And set free.
And set free. Delivered and set free. Thank you again for me and my wife. Thank you for the listeners tonight. May y'all have a blessed, awesome week and keep God first. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. If you want to be saved and set free, just stay behind for our message. In Jesus' name. See y'all next week. We will be here.
God bless.
God bless.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching The Marriage Cafe. If you have never given your life to Christ and you'd like to now, please stick around for a minute. The Word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, we are going to pray together for your salvation. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe that you died for me and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I receive your eternal life. Lord, confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and a supernatural love for others. Amen. Congratulations. You are saved.